It's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, I got called for an international discussion.
Radio VR. This is the voice of Russia.
The Global Commission on Drug Policy has proposed a non-conventional way to fight drug abuse. According to the commission, legalizing a range of drugs like marijuana and various psychedelics, including cocaine and heroin, is the right choice to make. Creating a healthier approach that does not rely solely on violence should be the key component of the new drug policy, according to the commission. To discuss this, I'm joined live on the phone from Houston, Texas, by Dean Becker of the Drug Truth Network. It's a media production organization dedicated to exposing the fraud, misdirection, and wastefulness of the war on drugs. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Dean, let's talk about the status quo. How much is spent on the war on drugs, and what kind of effect has the war on drugs had? I mean, have we seen a decrease in some kinds of drug trafficking, smuggling? Have we seen a decrease in drug abuse in any countries?
I think the answer would have to be no, pretty much across the board. There are fluctuations in drug use. Cocaine use may go up, heroin use may go down, et cetera, but it changes year to decade, generation to generation. But we have never really stopped the flow of drugs at all. At best, we might get 10-15% at our borders, but the other 85% comes in and is sold at highly inflated prices, which leads people to commit crimes to afford the drugs. So it's a real conundrum.
85% get into the country despite everything that's done.
Yes. And I want to mention that I interviewed a gentleman, Anthony Placido. He was with the DEA a few years back. He said it's $385 billion a year flowing into the pockets of terrorists, if they'll just grow the flowers we forbid, flowing into the pockets of these barbarous cartels in Central and South America, killing tens of thousands of people. And it has given reason here in the United States for 20, some say 30,000 violent gangs to be prowling our neighborhoods, selling contaminated drugs to our kids at those same highly inflated prices. It has never achieved any of its stated goals.
The host of the program was Angela Davis, not the one you're thinking about from here in the U.S., but it was a great discussion, and we'll have much more of that interview on this week's Cultural Baggage. I urge you to please check it out. And I was proud of the fact that they reached to me, the ex-hippie, ex-cop, and the author of To End the War on Drugs. It's time to end it. Dean Becker, DrugTruth.net.